Friends, it's amazing how many of God's people, sound Christian people, can oftentimes lack assurance of their salvation. In my limited experience as a pastor, as a minister, as a preacher, I meet people from time to time who seem to lack an assurance of their standing in Christ, lack an assurance of their salvation, and wonder, are they really saved at all? C.H. Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, once said, "I doubt the man who never doubts." Just want to give you a simple illustration of how we can gain assurance of our salvation. Here on the wall, we have three men. This guy at the front, we're going to call him Mr. Facts. The fella in the middle, Mr. Faith. And then the big boy at the back is Mr. Feelings. And that's the order in which they come. They're walking along the top of this wall. And if they get out of sorts, very easy for them to fall. Mr. Facts, Mr. Faith, and Mr. Feelings. Now, the first thing in the Christian life and the first thing in assurance of salvation are the facts of the gospel. The Word of God lays them out very plainly in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. The gospel which ye have believed, by which ye are saved, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Those are the facts of the gospel. They come first and foremost. And then our response to the facts of the gospel, we act in faith, keeping our eyes on the facts, keeping our eyes on Christ. Hebrews chapter 12, looking on to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. So the facts of the gospel are grounded firm and deep in the atoning work of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The facts of the gospel. And the facts come first. The truth of the gospel, the word of God, comes first. And we must ever look to the truth. We'll never find assurance in and of ourselves. If we put a gap in here or in here, we just have feelings and faith. But faith needs to find a resting place. As the hymn writer said, my faith has found a resting place, not in device or creed. So faith rests in the facts and follows and keeps its eyes on the facts of the gospel, the truth of the cross comes first and foremost. If we remove the truth and we remove the facts, faith has got nothing to look to, faith has got nothing to hold on to, faith has found no resting place. Faith is like an anchor for the soul, and it anchors itself in the facts of the gospel. But let's say we take out faith. There's a gap here. Many people rely on feelings alone. And then there are some people, and instead of keeping their eyes on the facts of the gospel, they turn around and they're constantly looking towards feelings. And we'll never get assurance if we look towards ourselves and we look inwardly and we think about our feelings and we think about our emotions. And looking to feelings often diverts us from the facts. And if we want to progress in the Christian life and we're looking back over our shoulder or looking inwardly or looking back for feelings or for emotions or for experiences, very easy to get our eyes off the truth and off the facts of the gospel. So as Mr. Faith looks towards Mr. Facts, keeps his eyes on the facts of the gospel, hopefully Mr. Feelings will carry on and follow in behind. But the reality is, he is not all that important. The two most important things are the facts, the truth of the gospel, the work of Jesus Christ our Lord, the promises of the gospel. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And as long as Mr. Faith is looking towards Mr. Facts, whether or not Mr. Feelings is there, nice to have him, but it's not the most critical thing. So friends, today, keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on the cross. Keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. Facts first, faith, and then feelings at the back. Feelings aren't the most important thing. Emotions aren't the most important thing. We are living in a very emotional, feeling-driven society, especially in the church. So much worship and so much praise. It's all to do with stirring up the emotions. But the most important thing, first and foremost, at the very front, the facts of the gospel, the truth of the word of God. May God give you faith to keep your heart and your eyes on the facts, on the truth. And if Mr. Feelings is there, that's nice. But if he's not, don't worry. He'll come in his own good time. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you again very soon.